Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. As you heard David talking about just a moment ago, we continue to speculate about who is going to be the candidate or candidates or two or three pages of candidates for the seat that is now vacated by former Congressman Matt Gaetz, because he is being nominated to be the Attorney General of the United States by President Trump. Nomination that continues to, what's the word I want, completely stun everybody, but also not completely stun everybody, because it's one of those things that I think nobody was expecting this, not really. And then all of a sudden, but then if you know Trump and if you know Gaetz, there's some ways in which it makes perfect sense. And, you know, one of the analysis of this nomination that I was reading the other day is kind of interesting. Axios had a very interesting assessment of this, and you know, kind of their way of thinking about it was that essentially, look, Matt is a wrecking ball, but he's Trump's wrecking ball, and Trump wants him to be a wrecking ball, and that's all you really need to understand about this, is that he'll go in and do the things in the Department of Justice exactly that Trump wants done. And so, you know, don't be surprised by this. This is a perfect fit. He's surrounding himself or installing people into the various elements of the administration that are as maximally loyal to Trump as you can possibly be. And certainly Matt would qualify in that category. Somebody, Axios, said that, they called him a powerful MAGA insider. It is an anonymous source. They called this person a powerful MAGA insider who talks to Trump often, and said the reason he picked Gaetz is simple. He likes him. And he wants him to stop bleep like this. And the guy had showed him texted him a news clip on the FBI raiding the Soho apartment of the Polymarket CEO, Shane Copeland, after their betting site basically predicted the outcome of the election and that the FBI would go and raid them as a result of that prediction. And he said, this is the kind of abuse of government. I mean, he didn't say, but the idea here is that this is the kind of abuse of power, out of control prosecutorial power in the federal government that Trump wants to stop. And because he views himself as having been a victim of it in many different ways. And so that's the key. And, you know, a lot of people that, and again, this person said that if Gaetz can survive until January, you know, because certainly right now the effort to stop him from being attorney general is pretty hot. You know, all the relevant people saying that we need to know more, or we're not sure, or we have our concerns, or all of that. Republicans in Congress have been saying very negative things about him. Of course, he doesn't have to get in there. Vote would only have to gain the Senate vote. And as you know, you heard yesterday from Alex Andrade, and we'll share that interview with you in just a bit. He actually thinks it's possible to work around that. You do a recess appointment. The only thing about a recess appointment is that, you know, of course, the Senate has to be in recess. And when would they vote to go into recess? I mean, are you talking, summer, spring? You know, that's really a question. But again, the assessment of Gaetz as the AG is that he's in there to, the quote, Mark Caputo, who's a reporter for the Bulwark, he's been all over the place. Anyway, he says, everyone else looks at AG as if they were applying for a judicial appointment, like Supreme Court. They talked about their vaunted legal theories and their constitutional BS, and Gaetz was the only one who said, yeah, I'll go over there and start cutting bleeping heads. So, Yeah, but that's not really, you know, that's not exactly what the AG job is about. But maybe, again, Trump thinks that, you know, having Matt in there is a way of preventing abuse. And as, you know, many people have speculated, it's a way of protecting him from an AG who would go after him for whatever, which certainly feeds the fears of people who think that with the recent Supreme Court opinion about inability to control the president when he is acting within his core powers as president, that, you know, that's the people who think that Trump is bringing an out of control authoritarian regime. You know, they look at Matt Gaetz as AG and they just, you know, everything tightens up because that fits that pattern. If that's what you believe about Trump. On the other hand, if you believe that Trump is in there to, you know, fight the deep state and, you know, cut out the nonsense that is ruining the country at the federal level that nobody ever seems to get an ability to tackle, then you look at Matt Gaetz as the hero who's going to go in there with his sword and slay the dragon. And, you know, like I often have to say, well, time will tell. Time will tell even if he gets the appointment or even if he gets a recess appointment or whatever. By the way, one small, like, side note on all this that is, somebody texted me this yesterday, and at first I thought, that's so dumb. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, Here's what they said. Matt Gaetz has resigned from the current Congress. The, what is it, 117th that we're in right now, I think, if I'm not mistaken. He says, but he did not get elected 2 weeks ago to the 117th Congress. He got elected 2 weeks ago to the 118th Congress. So, theoretically, if this all goes wrong for Trump and Matt, theoretically, he could show up in January and be like, I'm here. And be like, well, I thought you resigned. Oh, yeah, from the old job. Not from this job. I mean, they elected me for the January job. I was just resigning for the, you know, I was resigning from the 2020, I got to do my math, 23 job, right? And I thought, you know, that's nuts. So I do not pretend to, I think that might be right. I don't think that's going to happen. Okay, I don't think that's very likely. I just think that's a, you know, that's one of those, like, at first it seemed so crazy to me, and then afterwards I thought, I don't know, I'm chewing on that a little bit. I don't really see the flaw in it exactly. Oh, by the way, as far as who's in and who's out, nobody's officially in yet. The reason nobody's in yet for this seat is, by the, if anybody comes in right away, like right now, I guarantee you they have no chance. Okay, anybody who comes in right now has no chance. Here's why. The people who are all waiting because they're waiting to see if Matt endorses anybody, if Trump endorses anybody, if DeSantis endorses anybody. Like, they're all waiting to see. And Trump, of course, being the president, is the lead on this. And so they're all hoping slash counting on getting the Trump nod, right? That's, everybody's angling for Trump and Gaetz and DeSantis. Those are the three key endorsements in this situation. And by the way, not necessarily of the same person, because, you know, Trump and DeSantis are not necessarily all best buddies. And even, you know, Matt, I mean, this kind of, who's on whose side? I mean, obviously, you know, Matt Gaetz and Donald Trump are, you know, aligned. But anyway, so nobody wants to get ahead of any of that. So anybody who jumps in right now, I just guarantee you they're on the outside. That's all I would say. You also have, so far, two people who have said no publicly, which is D.C. Reeves has said no, and Chip Simmons has said no publicly because his name was being, you know, bandied about a lot as a guy who, I didn't think he would run. I think he's happy where he is. But, you know, even I had said he could win if he did run. I just don't think he wants the job. So, pardon me, there's three outs. I said no. Nobody's asking me. I mean, like, listeners have texted it in, but that's ridiculous. So no. No. So silly. Anyway, 519 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, and Robert Kennedy Jr. is now nominated for Secretary of Health and Human Services. That's interesting because I would have, I mean, that doesn't surprise me, and it does surprise me because I would have thought maybe for, like, you know, FDA or something like that would be a little closer to his passion on, you know, vaccines and medicine. But maybe HHS is his way of, I almost thought Surgeon General. Like, I wondered if maybe he wouldn't be in for Surgeon General because, you know, like, that would be, you know, he's not a doctor, not a medical doctor, but that would be an interesting one because, you know, Joe Latipo had been rumored, the Florida Surgeon General had been rumored for this job, but he got passed up for Bobby Kennedy Jr. So, but with his, you know, everything for him is all about health of people and long-term health and sort of, you know, natural things, avoiding chemicals, pollutants, pesticides, pharmaceutical products, vaccines, you know, where he exactly stands on vaccines, I think is it's not much of an open debate, but it is kind of going to be interesting to see where he stands on that. But he kind of views the whole country as sick because of all the things that we put into our bodies and allow ourselves to live with. And so this appointment to me reads very much as I want somebody in charge of the public health of the country who's going to care about cleaning it up and making us healthy again. You know, this is the MAHA movement. Make America healthy again is what RFK Jr. is in there for. So every day there's going to be interesting. Doug Collins for VA, John Sauer for Solicitor General, who had been sort of close to that role before. Doug Burgum for Interior. Interesting. I don't have a lot. I like Doug. It seems like a capable guy. And Interior is one of those sort of nice, safe places where you can put somebody who you think is capable and on your side, but doesn't seem, you know, it doesn't seem to matter a lot, even though it obviously does matter a lot because, you know, how can you bungle it? But of course, the question is this mean a move to try to reopen protected areas or sell off public areas or move away from the kind of conservation mindset that's in? I don't think so. I don't think that's very likely. But again, you kind of put yourself in the mindset of the people who hate Trump or are scared of him and, oh no, this is the beginning of the end. They're going to sell off all the public land. Well, you know, I suppose what I have to say is time will tell. 521 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, railroad crossings real quick. I haven't seen anything this morning to tell me, you know, one way or the other, anything that's been open or closed since last night. But I will tell you what we were expecting, and so to be prepared for it, okay? 9 Mile, as you know, is open and completed. 10 Mile is open and completed. Roberts is scheduled to be open early this morning, East Roberts. So that may be open as we speak. I just don't know. But it's going to close again on Monday. They only did like one side of it. They're going to have to do the other side. Same thing for, where's the other one that's going to be like that? Kingsfield. As of yesterday afternoon, evening was closed, scheduled to reopen early this morning, but will close again on Monday to fix to pave the other side. So be excited for now, but not permanently. Old Chemstrand is closed. It's scheduled to open. And again, supposedly closed, but scheduled to open early this morning, may already be. So if you know any of those roads, if you put eyes on them this morning, please text me. I'll change our expectations. Archer was open, but it's going to close again on Monday for completing of repairs. El Camino, uncertain. I don't know anything official. Country Lane is open and it's not closing. So those of you who live in that vicinity, there's a couple of houses that live down that road. Be excited. They're not working on that one. And Woodbury Circle and Beck's Lake are likely to close on Monday or Tuesday, maybe a Tuesday through Thursday. There's a sign up that says Tuesday and Wednesday. So they're not supposed to close this week at all. Anyway, that's your quick roundup of all of your traffic crossings. And I know John Pickens was furiously scribbling those down so that he can repeat them when we go through our traffic on the 5 starting next hour. No, but seriously, if you see any of those, 437-1620, 437-1620, please tell me. Oh, somebody texts in, Interior can allow for drilling or for oil, right? Yeah, I would think, yes, would be a major. But there'd be so much litigation around that. It's not like Interior can just do it, I would think. And not at all an expert in those things, but, you know, we'll see. 437-1620, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christine Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are prepared to help. They have the experience to help. They sold 175 homes last year. They sold over 200 for the last couple of years prior to that. But the market changed, right? The market was, you know, hey, I have a house, I'll buy it, you know, for a couple of years. And they were doing great at that time, selling homes same day, multiple offers above list price. Things are a little slower now, but they are still selling, you know, 175 last year and on track to do about the same this year. And the reason I mention that is that's experience, that's track record, that's solving problems, knowing how to anticipate problems and solve them before they become them, adapt to novel. Every deal is a little different. And also, this is what I would go for so much, is they know what's normal. You know, when you do enough transactions, you know what's normal, like particularly surrounding insurance issues where you know, somebody is buying your house and they say, well, yeah, but your roof is 10 years old. You got to replace that. Do I? Well, they'll tell you. Your AC, your heating. Like, you think, why would those be issues? Well, obviously, you haven't sold a house in the last couple of years, but now those are really issues. Can people afford the insurance and will it get insured? So having somebody who knows the territory and has done it a lot, that's really helpful. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyeservay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyeservay gets GA going slower.
Eyeservay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyeservay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyeservay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyeservay today.
Eyeservay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyeservay.com. That's Eyeservay.com.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Today at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in on Tuesday at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Go for it. Smart bomb falling down a chimney. 2,500 missions a day, 100 days. One video of one bomb, Mr. Moss. The American people bought that war. Mm-hmm. War is show business.
Love the distortion in the beginning. It's so classic. 528 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, I got a text in. Somebody says Matt can't return to Congress once they declare the special election, because declaring the special election is the official act that declares the results of the election inapplicable, essentially. And so, you know, theoretically, I guess he could do it like right now. Just kidding. Just kidding. But you couldn't do it once a special election's been called. 528 on News. If you didn't hear, the theory was that if he resigns, he's resigned, but that's from this Congress. That's not the next Congress, and so he could still show up in January. But again, if the special election is called, then you know, not that way. David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Elon Musk says he's expecting to make a lot of enemies in his new position in the Trump administration. Of course, Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are heading up the new Department of Government Efficiency, and Musk says that he will not be compensated for leading that organization.
Well, what difference would it make to him?
You know, yeah, that's fair.
I mean, it's...
At that point, yeah.
Here's $400,000 a year. Oh, sorry. $800 just fell out of my pocket. Sorry.
The FBI says they've arrested an ISIS supporter in Texas. Anas Saeed was arrested and charged with attempting to provide material support to ISIS. Documents say he was targeting Houston area military members, synagogues, and the Israeli consulate office. And
Very scary. Glad they supported it. Absolutely. Go on.
An Olympic gold medal winning skier is coming out of retirement ahead of the 2026 Winter Olympic Games in Italy. Lindsey Vonn won gold in 2010 and won bronze in 2018. She's now 40, last competed professionally in February 2019, and says she is returning after a knee replacement surgery just a few months ago.
I have the utmost respect for Lindsey Vonn.
Yeah.
But she's 40, and she hasn't done great in recent Olympics, right? Or in recent competition, whatever. And so, I mean, she can try, you know, certainly, but she still has to even make the team, right? There's no legacy admission.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President-elect Trump picks Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to become the head of Health and Human Services.
Kennedy's priorities include overhauling food production to ban pesticides and genetically modified organisms, cracking down on food chemicals, and re-examining vaccine approvals. Some public health officials have raised alarm about his views on vaccination, which are likely to be scrutinized during the confirmation process.
Fox's Madeline Rivera reporting the president-elect didn't stop there, choosing North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum to leave the Department of Interior, former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins to lead Veterans Affairs, Todd Blanch and Emil Bove, who battled Jack Smith in Trump's Florida and D.C. election cases, are now on track to have key roles in the Department of Justice. About 80 firearms, 309 pounds of ammunition, a hand grenade found by a man in Denmark who was clearing his house. He gave it to police today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 55 degrees. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. A teenage girl is facing charges for sending out AI deepfake nude images to classmates. Pensacola police say the girl got those images off of a male acquaintance's phone, then held on to them for about a month and sent them out to other high school students, some of which were not the people depicted in the photos. The girl's charged with promoting an altered sexual depiction of an identifiable person without consent, which is a third-degree felony. She turned herself into police yesterday. Well, we learned this week that Florida set record tourism numbers for the third quarter of the year, in Escambia County, no exception. Visit Pensacola says there were more than 2.5 million visitors in our area. That's over the past fiscal year, and they're expecting those numbers to continue growing. They say 2024 broke the record for the highest collections in tourism taxes at more than $22 million. Well, there's been a lot of speculation about who might be interested in running for that now vacant District 1 U.S. House seat that Matt Gaetz has resigned following his nomination for U.S. Attorney General. We do have one name to cross off that list, State Representative Alex Andrade.
I have a daughter who's not quite 2 years old yet, and she's grown up more and more every single day, like to the point that I don't want to blink. I happen to like hanging out with my wife and my daughter, and I'd like to potentially have more children in the future. So the idea of going to Congress is not appealing, mainly just because I wouldn't be able to do the job well. Like I'd want to spend too much time with my family, and that's one job where you got to be kind of out for yourself.
And two other people that have mentioned that they are not interested, Mayor D.C. Reeves and Sheriff Chip Simmons. Andrade did mention a few other names that he thought might be interested. That included former Mayor Ashton Hayward, former State Senator Doug Broxson, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Okaloosa County School Superintendent Mark Chambers. The speculation continues on that. And Gay Valamont is expected to resume her campaign under the Democrat nomination for that seat. Well, the mother and alleged accomplice of Home Depot shooter Keith Agee is going on trial next week. She's charged with principal to first-degree premeditated murder. Jury selection in that case will begin Monday. She's accused of helping Keith Agee coordinate the murder of Brooklyn Sims through a series of text messages. Keith Agee was sentenced to life in prison after pleading guilty to first-degree premeditated murder earlier this year. That PPD standoff on Gonzalez Court earlier this week reportedly started after an argument over a cell phone. According to police reports, the situation started when Joe McPherson Williams was his girlfriend's phone. He reportedly got angry when he saw something he didn't like that resulted in a domestic violence situation that ended with the woman crashing into a mirror and picking up a broken piece for defense. Williams allegedly pointed a handgun at her. The woman and child escaped the apartment as police arrived. She told officers Williams was still inside and armed.
More officers arrived. Eventually, the negotiation team, the SWAT team arrived, and they tried at length to make contact with the individual, and now we know why there was no contact there.
And that's PPD's Mike Wood. He says after trying to establish contact for several hours, they learned Williams had slipped out the back door and left around the time the first officers arrived. He was arrested a few hours after that, now faces charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. 5:35, let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
Drier air filtering in behind a cold front, leaving us with a cooler start to our Friday morning. Temperatures in those middle to lower 50s across the area. This afternoon, only going to top out in those lower 70s. Lots of sunshine on tap, and that cooler weather will stick around through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell with your WEAR First Morning Weather Update.
Thank you very much, Marion. And right now, we do have 54 degrees in Pensacola. It is 55 in Gulf Breeze and 53 in Milton. Our next news at 6. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. It's been nearly a month since a multi-state E. coli outbreak was reported at McDonald's, and the fast food giant is still suffering from slower traffic in its restaurants. Data from tracking site Placer.ai found average foot traffic at McDonald's U.S. restaurants was 4% lower last week than the same time last year. General Motors is recalling nearly 80,000 vehicles due to a safety issue with the transmission. Federal regulators say incorrect software could cause the vehicle to unexpectedly slow down or move in an unintended direction. The recall covers some Chevy Express and GMC Savannah vehicles from the 2022 and 2023 model years. And Capri and Tapestry have called off their merger after the Federal Trade Commission successfully sued to block the mega deal. The two luxury homes mutually agreed terminating the merger was in their best interest, as they were unlikely to get regulatory approval. That's Your Money Now.
The holidays are right around the corner. Here's why you should hit up Jim's Firearms in November. 1. Beat the holiday rush. 2. The best selection. Find exactly what you're looking for before it's all gone. 3. Pay with layaway. Lock in your gun purchase now and pay over 60 days. 4. More time for customization. And 5. More time to take it easy and have a stress-free season. Shop smart and local with Jim's Firearms. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get personalized support from an appointed Florida Blue agent. Our agents are trained to help you find a health plan that fits your lifestyle and budget, not theirs. It's about finding the right plan for you and not the price. Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson.
There's some significant breaking news on the legal front, which is why we are thrilled to welcome back to the show Andy McCarthy.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
We had Professor Turley on here yesterday talking about how this whole thing might go, how things might wind down or wind up, who knows. When it comes to the various prosecutions of former President Trump, now President-elect Trump.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2. Before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
LL Cool J is hard as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care, you tell. I
they all fail. Gonna sell double Elmas.
The only thing I know in my heart of hearts is that right now I need to go buy 12 D-cell batteries somewhere. 5:39 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Yesterday we had a really good chance to talk to State Representative Alex Andrade, who is pretty connected to the information about all of these things regarding Matt Gaetz and the AG and who might run for Congressional District 1. And he actually did a really good job of explaining a bunch of this yesterday. Alex, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Anything new, fun, exciting going on in your neck of the woods?
I don't know. You want to talk about Milton? Just kidding. Just kidding. All right.
I had great breakfast this morning. Oh, I don't know what else is newsworthy.
There you go. All right. So Matt Gaetz has been nominated to be the Attorney General for the United States, and this creates all kinds of local political shakeup. But before we get to that, because that's really interesting, what – there's a lot of pushback in D.C., according to the news reports, and some of the quotes, you know, some are on record, some are not, saying that he will never get nominated, or he will never get confirmed. He will never get through the Senate. Does he have to get through the Senate? Can he be a recess appointment? Is there a way for him to be the Attorney General without getting advising consent from the United States Senate?
Yes. And that really is, I mean, you can see the track record of recess appointments. You can see the track record of kind of acting appointments without a Senate confirmation. I think that in this circumstance, that's very likely to happen. And so the confirmation process for him through the Senate is not a real concern from my standpoint, no.
Interesting. So do you think that they'll even bother doing a confirmation process, or will he just make the recess appointment and wait it out 2 years until Matt runs for governor, if he does?
I don't know. I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not familiar with all of the different machinations of DC politics, because a lot of it's a waste of time. So I couldn't fully tell you what's going to happen, but what I can tell you is that, Congressman Gaetz and President Trump both, have a healthy dislike for those machinations.
Yeah.
And there's no one better at kind of breaking those procedural machinations than, now former Congressman Gaetz. So I am confident it will all be resolved in due time.
Now, one of the other elements of this, of course, is that we're going to have and by the way, I don't know if you want to opine, about Gaetz as Attorney General. One of my concerns about him as Attorney General is independence from the president. One of my other concerns about him as Attorney General is he's never really run an organization. And, you know, there's a healthy, it's kind of like my same concern about the Department of Defense nomination is, these are people who don't seem to have the level of operational executive experience that you would want. But any thoughts about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, look at the number of folks who are appointed year in and year out to U.S. attorney positions across the country. Look at the people who've previously served in this role. The one qualification generally is they need to be a lawyer.
Yeah, right.
Not necessarily a manager. The separation between the president is not a big concern for me. I think that sometimes the betrayals of President Trump in his first term by folks like Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions were things that kind of stuck out to a lot of folks. So I think that relationship is a healthy thing, especially when you're talking about trying to eliminate some of that swamp, some of that bureaucracy that kind of hinders this type of progress. Think about all the different times you've seen the specter of an investigation kind of shut someone's credibility down without any background or any named source actually coming out and saying something was happening.
And who knows that better than Matt Gaetz? I mean, who has experienced that better than Trump and Matt Gaetz, right? Both of them.
Matt's father was shook down, was extorted. Someone tried to extort him. A former federal felon who just gotten out of federal prison was aware of an investigation of a congressman? How did that former felon who just gotten out of prison become aware of a DOJ investigation of a congressman?
Right.
Like, those are questions that no one has ever even bothered asking. And those are things that I'm looking forward to getting to the bottom of.
Yeah, if you look at Matt, in my opinion, if you look at Matt as he's going to clean it up, he's aware of the problems, he's going to, fire and heads are going to roll, and he's the sort of in the DOJ version of Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk getting in there to clean up other bureaucratic elements. And again, a Trump loyalist, clearly a Trump loyalist who's going to, you know, do the things that Trump wants. As you say, you know, Jeff Sessions and Bill Barr did not turn out quite that way. So, yeah, no, it's a very, very interesting pick. Alex, let's turn now to what it means locally, because not only did Matt get nominated for attorney general, but he resigned his position as a state representative. This is going to lead to special election. And will there be a primary before that special election?
Yeah, there needs to be a primary before the special election. It's not going to be like some type of open primary where everyone is a free for all. There will be a primary, and then a few weeks later, there will be a general. Hopefully, it'll happen quickly. I saw the announcement from Governor DeSantis that he'd already directed Secretary of State Cord Byrd to come up with a plan before he comes back from Italy. So I think you'll have that announcement, at least on the congressional special elections, in the next few days. I'm looking forward to seeing the domino effect here in the panhandle now.
All right, let's start with the easy one. You're in, you're out. What's your opinion? Because I have told people that you don't want the job.
Yeah, I have a daughter who's not quite 2 years old yet, and she's grown up more and more every single day, like to the point that I don't want to blink. I happen to like hanging out with my wife and my daughter, and I'd like to potentially have more children in the future. So the idea of going to Congress is not appealing, mainly just because I wouldn't be able to do the job well. Like I'd want to spend too much time with my family, and that's one job where you got to be kind of out for yourself. So not for me. I'm not built for it.
There are
some people whose life circumstances are different, though. I heard you mention, you know, Ashton Hayward a second ago. I think Ashton's in a perfect life situation to do it. I think he's built for this type of job. I think he'd be great. I think someone like Frank White would be incredible as well. I trust Frank. I think he's got a lot of integrity. There's going to be a lot of names coming out that I think people will be surprised by in the very near future.
What I would say are the top four that I've heard a lot, or five really, are the two you said, you know, former Mayor Hayward and Frank White, and then former State Representative Frank White, and then Don Gates, Michelle Salzman, and Utmeyer, the Chief of Staff. And I also keep hearing this guy who I do not know him particularly, but the superintendent out of Walton County, is it? Okaloosa County, Marcus Chambers. Any thoughts about any of those contenders?
Yeah. Marcus Chambers, I think, is if Marcus Chambers wants to leave being superintendent over in Okaloosa County, I think he'd be a real contender from over there. And he would probably be the spoiler. Historically, what happens in these kinds of races is if Yandy County eats its own, you got a lot of different ambitious people and they'll run, and then no one will get out of the way for each other. And then you'll have one singular person that Okaloosa County supports, and that person generally has an edge going into it. He could be that person. And so, that's one thing to look out for is, I mean, that happens regularly.
Interesting. So, yeah, and do you give any credibility to the idea that Don Gates, Matt's dad, would actually run for this seat?
I don't want to speak for Don.
Sure.
If I were to guess, no. So I reached out to Don last night just to let him know. It's like, I don't want to be your son. I want to help your son however I can. I don't want to be your son. I'm not going to run. I don't think Don wants to be his son either. I think Don wants to help his son.
Yeah, no, I think that's true.
So my assumption is that Don's going to be serving in the state Senate with me as his counterpart in the state House, and we'll do some good things this session.
Yeah, no, that's agreed. And I think you're right. I think there's going to be, I mean, I don't know whether we're going to have five people on this ballot or 30 people on this ballot, because it could be 30. I mean, I was coming up with names like D.C. Reeves, you know, is another possibility. Nathan Boyles is another possibility that I've mentioned. Either of the Burgosh brothers, I think, is a possibility. I think James Calkins might think he can get this seat. Like, there's mentioning the sheriff.
Nathan Boyles could do it.
Yep.
Doug Broxson could do it.
Yep.
Chip Simmons could do it. There's lots of folks who I think would be contenders in a primary, right? Like, I think that you need someone with, like, an impeccable conservative record for a primary.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of the folks that you mentioned, there's dossiers on them a mile high, right? So, like, there's some folks that aren't realistic. But if you're talking about a—
Well, it's a question whether you ask all the rest of us or whether you ask them. Because you've got to be— you've got to— look, I say this with as much— with respect, honestly, you've got to be a little bit of a, you know, egomaniac in order to run for Congress in the first place. You've got to so believe in yourself. You've got to so believe that you're capable, that you're ready, that it's your time for any of these big offices. You know, you've got to kind of have that. And, you know, a lot of people on this list have that. Not all of them do, but a lot of them do.
The difference is the scrutiny for something like this seat versus like a state house race is magnitudes different.
Right.
So, like, I think that, you know, some folks will probably be surprised by the scrutiny they'll get and their, like, inability to kind of, like, skirt around uncomfortable issues very soon. And that'll be interesting as well. But, again, like, I mean, shoot, if Senator Brockton wanted to run for this seat, I'd be hard-pressed to say anybody, you know, is a lock to be in a better position to win it.
Yeah,
I mean,
same.
Like, he's pretty much run in this seat three times.
Right, and overwhelming victories and very high name recognition and well-liked. I don't know if he wants it or not. I kind of had that same thinking about Chip Simmons. I mean, I think if Chip wanted it, he could probably have it depending on who else is in. I don't think he wants it, but, you know, that's— – and also I think that would put him at odds with some other people who are, you know, otherwise pretty well aligned with him. I think he's pretty happy doing what he's doing right now. So last thing I just wanted to ask—
– on the flip side, Bob Johnson.
Yeah, no, right. Agreed. Agreed. Bob, I thought all the sheriffs, you know, Mike Adkinson, Eric Aiden. I mean, like, any of your four sheriffs could potentially, I mean, want this.
Someone's going to text me and say that they're angry I didn't mention their name, Andrew. I feel like I've seen
you can't win. I mean, even, you know, it's funny. As I was brainstorming my list last night, I mean, I came up with people like, you know, Doug Underhill and David Morgan and Malcolm Thomas and, you know, Holly Benson. And, you know, like, you start really thinking about
who's— Doug Underhill and Gene Valentino. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You got plenty of former— – like, Gene Valentino's got the financial resources and connections in other parts of the country that he could— – he'd probably be a better fit for it than Doug Underhill.
And he's got, you know, he's back in the media doing stuff. So, yeah, no, there's all kinds of potential here. It's going to be a big old hot mess. One last thing just before I let you go. If an elected current does decide to run, they'd have to resign. Like, particularly I'm thinking of, you know, if Michelle Salzman decides to run, she would have to resign to do so, right?
Yeah, and I've already had that conversation with the speaker. Yeah, so to qualify, you have to resign your current position.
Okay. Very good. Anything I missed to ask you that you want to tell people? Any of your thoughts? Because that's why I wanted to have you on, because I knew you weren't running, and I knew you'd offer candidate opinions. So any other things I didn't ask you want to say?
The opportunities for Matt Gaetz to go actually make reform and fight the deep state that we can't even fathom. The opportunities and the incredible one. How amazing is it that our congressman is now going to be the Attorney General for the United States? Like we haven't had an elected statewide official in decades, and now this area has the Attorney General for the United States is from the Panhandle. What an amazing opportunity for Northwest Florida. I could not be prouder of him and excited to see what he does.
Yeah, I agree about that same exact sentiment. Alex Andrade, he's our state representative for District 2. Alex, thanks so much for the time this morning. I know with your kids and family, you know, you'd always rather be spending time with them, but I appreciate it. And you're always so available, so I really appreciate that. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Andrew.
Absolutely. 5:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying a car and you want a good place to start looking, shopping, comparing, getting educated, and I always recommend do that before you need the car. You know, don't wait until the moment the car is gone or has broken down so badly that you can't drive it anymore. 6 months before that, if you have the opportunity, go shopping and be aware of what's out there so you can be kind of soft looking. And if the right thing pops up, you can buy it when the price is right. Frontier Motors is a great place to start that experience. Compare things. See what's out there. Drive four or five different sedans, four or five different trucks, four or five different sports cars, whatever the thing is that you're interested in, and then pick what you really like. And, you know, it might seem like a silly thing to you, but if you're like me and you wait a while between cars, the model that you love of a particular make might have changed significantly in such a way that you don't really want that anymore. Well, how do you make sure? You drive it. You know, that's what you do. You go drive it, and then you make sure, oh, I love that. Or you're like, oh, I need to reconsider my options. And again, at Frontier with 300 cars, good quality used cars with low miles and great condition, you can compare a lot of different things. If they have what you want, you can buy it. If they don't have what you want, you can send them looking for it. Frontier does this for people all the time. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. At Frontier Motors, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802? Crosstrek starting at $25,262? Or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
The Corova Mill Bar sold Milk Plus. This would sharpen you up and make you ready for a bit of the old ultra-violence.
Just say, can't really endorse A Clockwork Orange for the wider youth audience, although I watched it when I was pretty young. That movie gets better every time I watch it. That's an incredibly horrifying satire of culture, society, politics, everything. It's a. Anyway, 5:57 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, as people have been talking about today, there will be a Kennedy in the Trump administration. President-elect Trump announced yesterday he's nominated Robert F. Kennedy to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. An 18-year-old in California, Andrew, has pled guilty to making nearly 400 swatting calls across the U.S. The Justice Department says Alan Fillion pled guilty on four counts of making interstate threats to injure a person. In some of his swatting calls, Fillion claimed to have planted bombs at locations and conduct mass shootings. And I did check, this is not the team that was charged in the Santa Rosa County shootings last year.
Okay.
Different cases, but 400 of them nationwide, an issue that certainly everybody's dealt with. And here's a headline that, I don't know, I feel like maybe we're deep in the Matrix. I don't know if this is real or satire. I don't know. The Onion has apparently purchased Alex Jones' InfoWars.
Real. I verify. Real. True story.
Okay. See, I don't know. I looked at this. I'm like, wait, it's The Onion. Is it a real?
Feels
I don't
know. Like, yes. Though, right, yeah.
The Onion won an auction for Jones' free speech systems in bankruptcy court on Wednesday. Jones, of course, ordered to pay almost $1.5 billion to the victims of the Sandy Hook school shootings.
Absolutely. No, it really did happen. And didn't even sell for near $1 trillion. I guess Alex Jones had made some claim about that, so whatever. They're going to use it for their own purposes, obviously. They're going to turn it into a satire site on all the ridiculous stuff that's there. Oh, by the way, somebody texted in, what about Greg Merk for the seat, since he ran against Matt Gaetz before? Yeah, Chris Dosev, Aaron Dimmock, obviously, all possibles as
Listen
well.
Listen on air at night.